Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Joining us once again from the sunny climes of somewhere deep at Lake Charles, Louisiana, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. We survived the weekend.
Indeed.
I literally was out paddling in the swamp chasing alligators.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What do you chase alligators with?
A small kayak. They were just incidental. I was out to get some exercise.
Okay. So you weren't hunting alligators.
No, they're earlier in the year. There are 2 weeks. The weeks vary depending on whether you're on the western or eastern part of the state, when amateurs like I can go get a tag and hunt alligators.
And do you do that when you can?
No, I do not.
Oh,
but I do know a guy that if you have an alligator in your backyard, you can call him up and he'll make it go away for you.
Alligator Buster. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now I'm very curious about this because I get on told Dean Weingarten about this all the time. When you go paddling for exercise,
sure. And
you're out there and you're with alligators, do you carry a weapon with you just in case?
No. I've never had an alligator want to get that close, and there are many times when I've gotten wet, and I don't want to get my firearm wet that many times. You know, you could do it once, but on a routine basis, it just won't hold up.
Well, anyway, we'll have to have a chat about that offline.
That would be great.
Dean and I talk all the time about these guys that go elk hunting or hiking or just, you know, anything out in the great Mother Nature. And they're around the corner and there'll be a grizzly bear. Or with the elk hunt, especially if it's with a firearm, apparently grizzly bears think of that as the dinner bell.
Right.
And then as they're out there dressing out the elk, then they will be interrupted while they're in the middle of their harvesting by a grizzly that has decided it's going to harvest that too. But, you know, if you're in the way, you might be harvested as well.
Which is amazing in the sense that the bears hear the gunshot. And if the timing works out well for the humans, the bear later comes upon this gut pile, maybe, you know, bits and pieces, the head and neck. Because if you have to carry your meat a couple miles back to your camp, there are some parts you're willing to leave behind.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I don't know. I'm not a hunter. So I don't know about these guys that walk in on foot and do all this kind of hunting and everything else. There's a story about a elk hunt that went off with, it was a bow hunt, and they rode in on horses, and they got their elk and they went to camp and they came back the next day to dress it. And as they're dressing it, because they're doing it right there on site, the gut pile attracted two grizzly bears.
Wow.
And the guide, as the bears are running up on him, the guide pulls out his bear spray and tells the client, I've got a Glock in my backpack. So while he's hosing down the bears with bear spray, which they're ignoring, the client pulls the Glock out of the backpack. And because the client was not familiar with, I guess, any handgun known to man, because the Glock is the most simple semi-automatic there is.
Yes.
If it has a round in it, you pull the trigger. If it doesn't, you chamber a round, then you pull the trigger. Well, he didn't know that much, so he tries to pull the trigger. It didn't have a round in it, inexplicably. And instead of chambering around, he dropped the magazine.
Oops.
Then he threw the empty gun at the guide who was busy being gnawed on by the grizzly bears. The grizzly bears noticed him at this point and chased him to his horse where they got a hold of his ankle, but he rode off on his horse. And the guide who had wandered in a now, you know, he was in shock and in a daze and everything, he wanders about 75 yards away from this site, and the bears who are watching the guy ride away on the horse realize, well, this guy isn't nearly as fast as that guy over there, so let's go back to him, and then they killed him.
Wow.
So whenever I hear about somebody, if I ever go out into nature again, Rob, I'm going to be packing.
Wasn't it just last week we saw some college students in New Jersey who were killed not by a grizzly, we don't have them on the East Coast,
right,
but by a black bear. Most of the predators that I worry about have two legs, not four. Gun Control Chicago had 41 people shot and wounded this weekend. More sad news is that an additional 11 people were shot and killed. The total now is over 3,015 people shot this year by the drug gangs that run Lori Lightfoot Chicago.
And that's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing. When I look at, I watched a video called Vancouver is Dying.
Oh, wow.
And it had nothing to do with guns. But I, you know, all of these big cities, all these blue cities seem to have the same issue. They got a big homeless problem. They got a big tent city problem. They got vagrants right all over the place. And they're attacking people that are just normal people wishing to live there. And all of it has to do with drugs.
Yes.
So one of the things that I never had considered, you know, with all of these, when they're looking at the homeless, most of the homeless are homeless because they don't want to go. There's plenty of, they're not homeless right now because they have no chance to get a home or they have no money to get a home. Most of the time, every big city has some sort of program to put them in a hotel or something like that. But they have rules.
Right.
And they test them for drugs and for drug paraphernalia. And in the event that they are able to pull it off to where they're able to fool them into believing they're not doing drugs, putting them in a four-walled place means they're just going to end up killing themselves. But it also means they get to vanish when they go out and commit a crime to get their next fix. But it's all about drugs, isn't it? See, the drug gangs that are selling, they're the ones fighting for the turf and they're the ones driving the violence. Or there's the drug users, their customers that are also doing, you know, committing violence and everything, all in the name of a fix.
Now, here's something that I should ask an expert, Bill.
Oh.
Lots of the homeless, we're about to go, we got a break?
No. We still got.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Lots of the homeless either had a mental health problem before, or if you're on drugs long enough, you'll build one.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we should treat that. You know, if you made yourself crazy by drugs, I guess we just have to accept you've now got mental defects. I mean, there are a few people who, okay, they owed money, they paid money, they lost jobs, they were homeless, they maybe lost a job. That can happen, but I don't think that's the majority of the homeless people we see.
Well, the homeless people that we see, they're not victims. Some of them are. Some of them, without a doubt, they lose a job. You know, they have a bunch of bad luck. They're living in their car or something. But 90% of them in all of these big cities are homeless because of drugs and because of the fact that they don't want to live by any rules because they're held up by these drugs. Now, let's carry this over into the next segment. Shall we tell everybody how to find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Ammoland. It's sort of the easiest job ever with all the Second Amendment news coming out these days.
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morrison, we were discussing the homeless drug thing that sort of drives all the crime in the inner city. Now, would you agree that the gang members are probably just killing themselves for the most part?
Oh, well, yes, for the most part. But unfortunately, there are too many innocent people get in the way. Oh, you walk past an alley, you right. Get shot by two guys doing a drug deal as it goes bad.
Collateral damage.
Yeah. We saw it in Baltimore last week. three people shot to death and an additional seven wounded. And, you know, think of it, Chicago and Baltimore are the crown jewels of gun control. Illinois and Maryland have almost all the laws you can imagine to keep honest people from being armed.
Well, I mean, let's think about this for just a second. It almost looks to me, as horrible as this sounds, that in a place where the criminal doesn't have any reasonable expectation of being perforated, that's just going to make bad behavior very widespread. Because they don't have to worry about law enforcement, because most of these places where we're talking about right now, where this is really popping, has Sorosian DAs, they have defunded police, they have demoralized police. They got a revolving door on crime. You go in, you take a pot shot at a cop and get out on no cash bail. I mean, there's no consequence for committing a crime right now.
I read an article that I thought was fascinating. It said that's not an accident. That's not a fault. It's a feature. Democrat politicians want to drive those pesky people with jobs out of their communities. The middle class might vote Republican. The poor and the dependent won't. The rich elites won't.
This was a
plan.
Weaponized government. Weaponized governmental failure, I think they call it.
Yeah, that's you read it too.
I did.
I want to change the subject a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, later on after me and you are done, anyway.
Oh, sweet. Did you see that Stephen Gutowski was hired by CNN?
I did. This, and I also saw the meltdown.
Yes.
By the left, because. Yes. I wonder how much the brethren at CNN are enjoying this right now, because the meltdown, now they're going to blame CNN for every rampage killing that happens, and CNN gets to find out what we've known all along. They were never it was never their fault in the first place.
I think there's some interesting history here. Stephen has been giving his insights to outside reporters at left-leaning networks for years.
Right.
And I expect he's been doing it for free. You know, they're calling up saying, I read the report. I don't understand it. What's going on? And so he has his own media outlet called The Reload, and right. I'm going to quote him here. I'm going to be a subject matter expert, not a commentator. Don't expect me to see in heated debates or going up against your favorite or your least favorite opinion personality. I'm going to do my best to fairly and accurately describe gun policy and gun politics in debates. Please hold me to that. And as you say, Shannon Watts and the liberal viewers went crazy on Twitter. Stephen is going to continue to do his media reporting at The Reload.
Well, facts, you know, facts are not hate, and they're not racist. And, I mean, there's certain facts that we can face. I mean, when you look at what's happening in the inner city, the reason there's so much black-on-black crime is because of Democratic policies that were put in place. I mean, even Malcolm X knew about this. He knew what was going on even back in the 60s. He used to talk on it very eloquently. And he said that the worst thing to fear was the white leftist, or as he called it, the white liberal.
Right.
Because he referred to them as the fox. He referred to Republicans as the wolf, he said. But the wolf, you know what the wolf's intention is. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So it's him coming out and getting in that arena will be interesting, because I want to see what he has to say, because I'm going to tell you what I have to say.
Okay.
So when we're looking at these homeless people, these people with the drug issues, or maybe now they have mental health issues or whatever, if they're attacking an 85-year-old woman with a brick, or if they're attacking you and your wife because you're out having dinner, or whatever they're doing for that next drug fix, if I'm out there and I'm carrying a weapon and I'm minding my own business and one of these poor souls rolls up on me, I will deal with them.
Right.
If I have to. I will try to talk my way out of it, but it isn't going to work because this is a lifestyle for them. And the reason this is so proliferate right now in New York and everywhere else is, I mean, people are killing people in New York City for no reason.
Yes.
No reason at all.
Yeah.
And no consequence. Yeah, there was this dude. I don't know the dude's name, but the young lady's name was Gina Unalee. And she was 35 years old. She probably wouldn't have been a gun carrier because she was a millennial, you know. She worked for a tech company. She got followed home by somebody she didn't know. And he caught each door as she was going through it and got into her house with her and stabbed her 41 times in the tub.
Yep.
For no reason.
Yep.
Other than he followed her. And that could have been anybody. And it's that kind of random crime is that's got to be addressed. And you were talking about what do you do with these people if they're out there on the street. You're going to have to come up with a solution to where I don't have to worry about my life. What do you think the purpose of government is, wherever you're at?
It should be to protect my individual rights. If someone is going to commit violence against me, I want the police to stop him. Now, eventually, I will stop the bad guy. I want you to arrest him and prosecute him.
Right.
I'll take care of the defense. You take care of the prosecution.
Right. So I guess the question is, if you're in a place where you have government and you have all this other stuff happening, and they're taking tax money from you and they're failing to protect you, what's the point of having government?
Exactly. Yes. Good point.
So.
Yeah,
I've been saying that a lot lately. These blue cities where all this is happening, I'm hopeful that the midterms turns a bunch of people out. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody once again, if you would, please, sir, how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That runs 90 minutes. And lately, I've been on the Second Amendment Foundation's Daily Bullet. That's a half hour. It comes out at 5 every day. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is often picked up at Ammo Land, Shooting Sports News.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's report card reveals many U.S. students aren't making the grade. The National Assessment of Education Progress found that math scores for both 4th and 8th graders declined by record levels. Reading scores also fell, with much of the decline attributed to the COVID-19 pandemic. Two alleged Chinese spies are accused of interfering with a probe into a telecommunications giant. Attorney General Merrick Garland outlined some of the details in the case.
The defendants believed that they had recruited the U.S. employee as an asset, but in fact, the individual they recruited was actually a double agent working on behalf of the FBI.
CNN is reporting the company is Huawei. The spies are accused of asking for numerous things, including witnesses and possible charges Huawei could face. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. He gets to tell us what we're going to talk about next. What's your pleasure, sir?
We talked about Stephen Gutowski trying to straighten out CNN. Godspeed, Stephen. But that's not the only problem. The FBI has been wildly distorting the reports of good guys saving lives. Dr. John Lott, who can dig through data like no one else, he's at the Crime Prevention Research Center. He says there's been massive errors in the FBI reports about mass murderers and attempted mass murderers. The FBI seems to have a strong bias against counting attacks that were stopped by armed citizens. The data goes back 7 years, I think, and Lott identified 360 incidents where there were, this is with quotes around it now, active shooters. Although he admits he didn't find them all. That's just, there are at least 360. And in that data, he found 124 times where an ordinary armed private citizen stopped the attacks. Now, the FBI, supposedly looking at the same time period, only identified 252 incidents. And then they could only find 11 examples that were stopped by armed citizens. Now, if they just got it wrong, oops, my bad, blame the intern, but we can't do that. They don't fix the FBI doesn't fix the data, and the media reports this as true. Well, the proportions are too big to ignore. Lott said that, look, 34% of the active shooter incidents were stopped by armed citizens. And the FBI only said it was 4%. That's a 9-to-1 change. Again, when the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Examiner quote the 4% FBI number, John Q. Citizen is going to believe it. Now, Lott excluded, and he admits this, okay, we've got a definition problem here. He excluded cases because the armed civilian stopped the attack before the murderer even fired his gun. I think we reported on a prominent example where this guy dressed up in, you know, civilian imitation tactical kit brings an AR into a mall and an ordinary guy walks up and says, y'all stop. And then a police officer intervenes. Later, the bad guy tries to grab the police officer's gun and the police officer shoots him. There was a mass murderer that was stopped by a civilian, but the gun, it's not counted because the gun wasn't, the bad guy never pulled the trigger. And we see the media focus on the worst possible outcome. Yeah, it's possible that a bystander could get hurt if an ordinary civilian shoots a mass murderer. In contrast, we know that the police have actually shot armed defenders. Yeah, which is not a complete surprise when we look at the police coming into a situation. They didn't see it unfold. They're responding in a split second. We have the advantage, particularly in our home, of knowing the good guys from the bad. What I think Gutowski can bring and what John Locke pointed out, getting shot by the police isn't something that happens very often because the police take so long to arrive. Civilians have either taken care of the problem or the bad guy has fled the scene of the attack. They're just not there to encounter the bad guy that often. Fortunately, one of the Fox News reports read Lott's article and cited Elijah Dickin, the guy who stopped a murderer in a food court. It's in Greenwood, and he was taking shots at 40 yards. What Lott then dug into, and this is the part that you and the ninjas are just going to love, Bill. Let's ignore the gun-free zones. We can't be expected to fight in that area. We were disarmed by law. In the places where we were allowed to carry, we stopped mass murder 51% of the time. Wow.
Big difference.
Yeah. Pretty different.
Now, sure that a lot of addresses this, but I have seen that in passing. But what does he attribute the mess up for here? Do you think, does he think that this is purpose driven, agenda driven, or does he think they're just incompetent? When we're talking about the FBI,
John doesn't speculate. Okay. He asked them to change it. They referred back to, it was a school in Texas that they gave millions of dollars to do the research. One of the things, I'll call it a bias. I'm trying to remember the name. There it is. The White Settlement Church in Texas, where a man with mental health problems comes in, has a shotgun under his coat. They don't have a security team as such, but they ask the parishioners to be armed. Was it Jack Wilson was the first person to present a firearm,
right?
And he shot the murderer after the murderer shot, I think, two other people. They said that Wilson was hired security. Wilson was not getting paid by the church to carry in church. So there's the bias to call things not civilian defense.
I guess the problem is if it becomes common knowledge that citizens stop killers, I guess they're afraid that they'll, and that's ignorant, isn't it? It's a very ignorant supposition to get out there and make and say, well, you know, if we get out there and let everybody have their due and tell the truth about this, because it's like you said, we got to ignore the gun-free zone because we obey the law.
Right.
Do you go into gun-free zones?
Unless they have the force of law. So if I'm in Texas and they have the 336 and 337 signs on all the doors,
right,
I'll find another place to eat.
Right. What is it in Louisiana? Do they have the force of law in Louisiana?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen one actually. So there's a cultural bias. The place I eat for lunch says, please leave your license concealed, firearm holstered unless necessary.
One of the things that I look at with this is this patchwork of law that we have, where
right.
You know, what's legal in one state, you cross the border, and then it's not legal in the other state and everything else. And I mean, I just want to know what would happen if we went into a state where slavery was still legal, right?
I mean, right.
We have an amendment out there, an amendment to the Constitution abolishing slavery. So why would we allow a state to bring that back? We wouldn't, right? We would never do that now. But in the same token, it can be very confusing. You just about have to have a scorecard with you as you're going, right next to your map as you're traveling. What we should, you know, what we should do? We should do a GPS program, Rob, where when you cross into another state, if you program in that you're the concealed carrier in that, nobody else knows it. But if all of a sudden you cross into a state where you can't carry, it lets you know.
Well, and California, who
before you
used to have
that thought, we're coming up on the break. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host at the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is often picked up at Ammoland.
I do not purposely lead Rob on and then tell him, but you can't answer that question because we're coming up on the break. I get lost in the conversation, and then the break creeps up on us, and then I notice the time. Sometimes I do notice the time. Sometimes I don't notice the time. But this time, I noticed the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking with writer and podcaster. Should that be writer slash podcaster or writer? Anyway, talking to Rob Morse.
Bill, I want to take us back to New York.
Okay.
Because the laws, we are rewriting the law books every day. Last 10 days ago now, two New York congregation leaders joined with the Firearms Policy Coalition and the Second Amendment Foundation to file lawsuits against New York State. The plaintiffs, one was a pastor, the other a bishop, challenged New York's gun control regulations. After the Supreme Court ruling, the state imposed brand new laws that said you have to be disarmed on church property unless you're a hired security guard.
Right.
Well, for those pastors and their families, if you have a parsonage where you're living on church property, you have to be disarmed at home. They sued the state. Before we could even report on that, a judge, because you like old radio, his name is John A. Sinatra Jr.
Wow.
He ruled that, look, these pastors are so likely to win their case that he's issued a temporary restraining order against the state of New York. The TRO means that New York cannot enforce the provisions of the law that disarmed honest gun owners on church property. It will remain in place until both sides, they're already scheduled, meet with the judge and present their arguments. One side saying, judge, that order should become permanent. The other saying, oh, you misunderstood the law entirely, judge. Well, so the judge has some options right now. He can send the case to trial and both sides can argue the full case. He can issue a permanent injunction that says the plaintiff's arguments are so strong that they're likely to win the case. It could take years and that the law is not to be enforced. Or the judge could rule that, yeah, I believe New York State. I was wrong. I'm going to take the TRO and let the law stand until the case is fully resolved. It's not that complex. We have a hint how the judge will rule. I'm going to quote Judge Sinatra here. Ample Supreme Court precedent addressing the individual rights to keep and bear arms. Cases from Heller to McDonald, and including its June ruling in Bruin, dictate that New York's new place of worship restriction is unconstitutional. Close quote. It's going to take quite an argument to change the judge's mind. I like what the Firearms Policy Coalition said. No one should be forced to give up one constitutional right in order to exercise another. We have the right of free assembly, but New York said, hey, any place people gathered, you have to be disarmed. We have the right to petition our government, but anytime you come into a government building, you have to be disarmed. We have the right to attend religious services of our choice, except the New York state government said we had to do so disarmed. What do you think?
I think that in the next case, as this makes its way back to the Supreme Court, which it very likely could prior to the end of the year, which means New York gets adjudicated twice in one year by the Supreme Court.
kind of a
yeah.
Celebrity status.
Yeah, I think probably what they should do is they should get out there and say, these are the sensitive areas, and just be done with it. Let the Supreme Court describe the sensitive areas and put that out there and say, so, Second Amendment means what it says. These are the sensitive areas that you can declare off limits. Personal businesses can declare their businesses off limits. Or owned businesses can declare themselves off limits if they want to, but government cannot declare. That's one of the things they did. One of their rule changes meant that they declared everything off limits unless otherwise specified to allow guns. So they were declaring homes, businesses, and now a business has to get out there and say, okay, yeah, guns are welcome here, in order for that to be legal. And they really went a long way beyond what their actual jurisdiction and
right. And it's as crazy as you described it. If you're my next door neighbor, we've known each other forever. You come over carrying, unless I have a posted sign that says concealed carriers welcome.
Right.
You just committed a felony. Crazy.
Yeah.
Did you hear about one of the witnesses in the Lori Smith trial out in San Jose?
Which one? Bechtel or the?
Yes, Bechtel. The yeah. same as the engineering company.
That's her boyfriend, right?
That is her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, and not only are some gun control laws bad, they're applied in an inconsistent and corrupt manner. This is Sheriff Lori Smith. She's under a civil trial for misconduct. And her boyfriend, you may have heard the Bechtel Corporation, they do civil engineering projects all around the world. Well, he got a permit. So did his son and two other of his relatives. Yeah, but to get that, Bechtel donated $750,000 to the Sheriff's Advisory Board. And he had construction crews make improvements at the Sheriff's Department shooting range. I don't think he won that in an open bid. I think that was just take care of my girlfriend, Lori, for me. He said he applied for a CCW because he had threats against him. Well, sure, he should be able to get a permit, but so should others. And the problem is that in the trial, they had witnesses who stated their good cause as good or better than Bechtel's. And the sheriff's office never even bothered to process their application. Other witnesses,
some of
the
lawyers,
yeah.
some of those that were seeking
yeah.
permits were lawyers.
Yeah.
I mean.
They didn't even fill in a good cause statement. So blank, because we can get access to these documents now through Freedom of Information Acts, if you donate money, you don't even need a good cause. The sheriff will take care of that for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, she used to could.
She used to could, right.
Not going to be happening anymore. At the very best, she's not going to be the sheriff anymore because she's
right.
not even running for re-election now.
Right.
And, she shouldn't be holding office. She's using office for personal gain.
Right. It was back in New York City, I think it was the IT manager, the chief IT officer. Chief Technology Officer, there he is, Matt Frazier. Some people were spreading the rumor, hey, Matt's carrying in the office. And so he's got some journalists asks, hey, Matt, are you carrying in the office? That's a government building. And his spokesperson uses a bunch of weasel words like, he has an open carried here. That's not quite what we asked. And then, you get some more corroborating evidence, admissions from other people in the office. None of them are willing to go on the record because they go, are you kidding? In Eric Adams' administration, if I say what I've seen, I'm going to get fired. Because it's a felony offense for concealed carry permit holders, whether you have a permit or not, actually, to set foot into a gun-free zone like City Hall or other government buildings.
Or Times Square.
There you go. Hey, let's go to lunch on Times Square.
Or if I have an apartment off Times Square and I go into my apartment, I'm breaking the law.
Wow.
Unless I put a sign up. I could put a sign up on my door. I could put a sign. What about if I put up a sign? No, it probably has to be on my door. But what if the apartment won't let me have it on my door?
What bothers me, I think it was last week, I'm pretty sure we covered this, federal appeals court judge in Tennessee said, you know those housing projects where you, in the lease, say tenants can't have a gun? Stop that. That's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And what does New Jersey then write into the anti-Bruin laws, anti-concealed carry? Goes, yeah, all the people that can't carry, yeah, anybody in public housing. Good grief. Sue me twice.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. They're testing this to see if they can get by with things like they did with Heller. But Heller had so many open doors. And before we even have a chance to break into that one and unpack that one, we're running out of time. So please, if you would, the next time you go paddling out there with the gators, take a gun with you.
Thank you, Bill.
Just in case. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at MLN Shooting Sports News.
Our number two is inbound. We're going to be talking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.